We've tried, but we've fallen short. We thought we had a player yesterday. We didn't get the go-ahead. I've been in touch with a player and his representatives who hasn't got a club at this moment in time, but he's raised demands for a player who currently hasn't got a football club, hasn't got a home, are quite ridiculous and unreasonable with respect to what we can offer at this football club. So we offered a player an opportunity, a very, very good player, and we got turned down. The player himself would not consider the type of money that we had on offer for him.
I mean, is there any chance that anybody else could come, or is that it now? You're going to have to work with what you've got for this one, at least.
Well, I'm finding it quite amazing, to be perfectly honest, that there's still players who aren't earning money at this moment in time, are still turning down contract offers, and I've made two contract offers to two players who are out of contract. I haven't got another football club to play for, and they're probably cutting off the nose to spite the face a little bit, because even though the monetary value to what we've offered them isn't in line with what they've previously been earning, and I've got to make sure that, you know, I punctuation mark the previous, because they're not earning money anymore. I just think footballers should be playing football and give themselves an opportunity to play football to showcase the talents, because we've previously seen it, and with Ricardo Vazte, we paid him at this football club a pittance in football terms. Mm-hmm. And within the space of 6 months, he virtually goes on to become a millionaire.
What does that say about footballers then? And footballers today, that or some footballers, obviously not every footballer, that some would rather just sort of kick the heels at home, watch the telly, than come and play football for a club like Barnsley?
They've probably got too much money, or you'd be playing football. It must be difficult, I must admit. If you've been offered a contract, for example, and you've decided to turn it down because you feel as though there's a better contract offer out there, and then that doesn't materialise, and you've already turned down a lucrative contract in pursuit of getting a better contract, and then all of a sudden there's nothing there, and then we turn up and offer them, you know, considerably less than they've previously turned down, the mindset and the psyche, it must be very, very difficult, that situation. But the only way that you retrieve and start reviving your career is by playing football and trying to re-establish yourself in your earnings. And you can only do that by playing football. So play football. You know, they're very good players. And obviously they've got their own worth of themselves in football. But it just seems a shame that that talent's not playing football.
I was going to ask you, we're only four games in, but has there been any surprises in the Championship this year? Do you look at it and say, this is what I expected, or are there things happening that you perhaps didn't think would happen in June, July time, for example?
Well, I do feel as though, which I didn't experience as much last season, is a lot of Championship clubs are finding money from somewhere. Where that somewhere is, I've got no idea. There's a lot of investment in players. There's a lot more investment than there was this time last year. When you look at the type of money that Blackburn have outlaid, and the Leicesters, and the Blackpools, for example, as well, investing in, you know, players, the money's coming from somewhere. There seems to be a real urgency from football clubs in the Championship to try and go for the quick financial sort of, like, we'll throw the kitchen sink at it, but it seems to me there's a lot of money being spent. You know, I'm probably privy to that more as a manager than anybody else, but there's a lot of money getting circulated around the Championship.
How big a risk is that? Because only three of them are going to go up.
Yeah, massive for me. Unbelievable. But we might get in a situation where we're feeling sorry for a football club falling the same way as Portsmouth have done.
Yeah, and with this football club, you've been very good over the last few weeks getting the young lads signed up. How significant was that to get them tied up long term?
Very significant, because you want to protect the future interests of the football club, but we've also got to protect the short term interests of the football club. And I feel as though it's important that we sit down and start negotiating with the Matt Dolans, and obviously, you know, the Jim McNaughtys, the Craig Davises of this world. You know, to make sure that we're affecting the here and now as well as the future.
Have you sat down with those guys yet? When's
that
going to happen?
We want to, and if we don't do between now and probably October, the end of October, November, then I don't want the catastrophe what happened last January happening again this January. I'm very confident that we'll sit down with those players and the rest of the players to sort out the futures and the short-term future of this football club, as well as the long-term strategy of the football club. And we've got to take care of both.